Hello, my name is Natalie Jones. I asked a senior citizen named Roxana what her proudest achievement was looking back on her life, and here's what she had to say.
I was raised in Denver. I lived there for 51 years. My father was a printer. My mother was a housewife who also volunteered with UNESCO. And so when I was growing up, we had a lot of foreign students and foreign visitors visit the house, and that was very enjoyable. I got to meet people from all over the world. My home life was fairly good. My older brother was quite mean to me and sexually, physically, and emotionally abused me. And I still have physical ailments because of what he did to me. I've had to have a new shoulder put in and new surgeries on my hands and so on. My life growing up, I enjoyed my life. Elementary school was okay. I was not a great student. I was a C student. And when I got to junior high, because there was athletic sports after school, I really got into that. And I very much have always enjoyed sports. When I was in high school, you know, in those days, women, young women didn't have any sports teams. You couldn't go on. They just weren't there. So, we would have intramurals after school, and I really enjoyed that. And then when I went to college, I went to the University of Colorado in Boulder. I became a PE teacher, and I certainly did enjoy that. Learned a lot of things, new games and sports, and learned how to dance, which is basically the only thing I do now. I love dancing. And when I was in college, I had a roommate, and I fell in love with her, and that's when I realized that I was a lesbian, and that was in about 1967. Well, in those days, you did not come out as a lesbian. Some folks put a proposition, got it enough signatures to put a proposition on the ballot to not allow gays and lesbians to get special rights, which meant any kind of rights. The rights to be out at work, the right to live where you wanted to, the right to be with who you wanted to. Because many of us have been kicked out of our families or beaten up or raped by family members because we're lesbian and they want to make a real woman out of us. So you get raped. It's definitely flavored my life, and whenever I meet someone new, I always have to make the decision, am I going to tell this person I'm a lesbian? Even coming here, I had to make that decision. I'm going to talk about being a lesbian? Yeah, I want to talk about being a lesbian. It's very important. And you know, Proposition 2, back to Proposition 2 in Denver, it passed. It just broke my heart when Proposition 2 passed. And then, of course, some lawyers came in and said, took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court kicked it out, invalidated it, which was very good. But the same thing happened here in California with another proposition. I can't remember which one it was, but we were not supposed to have special rights. Well, it's just the right to live where we want to be who we want to be. It's been a hard row. It's been a hard row to hoe. But I want to say my proudest accomplishment is that I am a lesbian. I'm a proud lesbian. And I tell as many people as I feel safe to talk about it.